Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Ozzy Osbourne and Neil Greenberg. He is our analytics man. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. I'm curious. What'd you make of that Super Bowl, dude? You've been on the right side of a lot of auxiliary lines. Did you have the Eagles kicking the Chiefs' ass like that?
I did. I actually was on the Junkies on the Friday before Super Bowl and advocated Philadelphia -2.5 and -6.5. So it was a good day for me.
All right, great.
Very good day for you.
What made you think you could get it? What made you think Philly could take advantage like that?
Philly's been really good all year long. Kansas City had some struggles. I never really was as high on Kansas City as most other people. And then when just looked at the betting markets, you know, there's a lot of public sentiment around Kansas City. They actually got a big bet on Kansas City, which moved the lines a little bit. So it just made, you know, just made the most sense to look at a Philadelphia big win. And most teams win by 3 or 7 points. So I figured if Philadelphia is going to win, they're going to win by one of those two margins. I had no idea it'd be a blowout, but you know, I'm still happy with the outcome from a betting perspective.
Sure. What? This is a much harder question to ask, right? But what, if any, lessons do you take from the Super Bowl for a young Washington team that has to compete with what is largely a young Philly team in the division?
Well, you know, every year you look at who won and you try to figure out how to beat them. That's what Buffalo's been chasing Kansas City for a couple of years. It's pretty clear that Philadelphia is really good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And if you want to have any hope of dethroning them in the division, let alone in the NFC, you're going to have to be just as good. And I think Washington is lucky because they have a lot of money to spend and they could address a lot of different areas. But you absolutely have to upgrade the defensive line on the edge and probably the interior offensive line at an offensive tackle. Looking at the way Philadelphia was able to do what they needed to do without blitzing, that's something they've been able to do all season. They've had one of the best pass rushing defenses in the league. So, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely going to have to get better in the trenches.
So I'm asking this question. I know everyone here is all automatically talking about receivers. I believe you have to build in the trenches as well, because all the success we had winning Super Bowls here were because we were damn good on offensive, defensive line. What do you think they will benefit most from, building in the trenches or going out and trying to get, everyone thinks, a cornerback or a wide receiver?
Well, you need all of that, right? But
which will make the success happen quicker?
Edge rusher.
All right.
You know, because if you think about it, the most important position is quarterback, and then if
the
you
people
can
who chase them?
Make, I'm sorry?
I say quarterback, and then the people who chase them?
Right, exactly, yeah. And you just look at, you know, the offensive efficiency on drives with zero sacks to one sack, you can cut that almost in half in terms of a points per drive perspective. So I think the edge rusher would be a clear number one need going into the offseason.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, when we have this conversation, it's not like the suggestion is to ignore the receiver position. They currently have two under contract. You're going to have to bring people in. It's more an allocation of resources. One thing, I'm curious, Neil, if you've done a deep dive on this or what, but one conversation people love to kind of throw out is, well, you've got the quarterback on the rookie contract, you got to be aggressive now. But I think if you look at, I mean, hell, this Super Bowl, you had neither quarterback on a rookie contract. In the last two NFC and AFC title games, you've had, what, two out of eight quarterbacks be on rookie contracts? You had Purdy last year. I think some of the spend a ton right now is ignoring the fact that if you do that, Jaden on March 12th, they can probably do it sooner than that because they don't have to wait for the new league year. Jaden's going to sign the biggest deal the NFL's ever seen in February of 27. And then all of a sudden, everything's going to look dramatically different. Like, I think it's too much of a simplification. They should be aggressive and spend, but you have to be cognizant of what's coming, too.
Yeah, and that's what Philadelphia is really good at, kicking the can down the road from a salary cap perspective. I have a lot of belief in the front office of Washington, that they know how to manage the cap, they know how to allocate resources, they know how to evaluate talent. You know, the market is what the market's going to be. You can't control who's going to be available, and you can't control bidding wars or anything like that. You can set prices and kind of get an idea of what you're willing to spend. And then you have to, you know, then you have to make some decisions, right? You have to make a decision such as, you know, should we get this player who is the best at $7 million a year, and I'm just throwing out numbers, or can we bring in the second best guy for $5 million, coach him up, and get almost, you know, the same type of production? Like, those are the questions that you have to be asking when you're looking at who's available. But I think that this front office will be fine. They know how to. They know what they're doing. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. I've said that before. And I do think that they're going to build through the offensive and defensive line before they start to look at wide receiver, because I do believe that they think they have their guy in quarterback that can make stuff happen. And that means getting guys on the field that can have some chemistry with that. They don't necessarily have to be the best wide receivers, but just to be able to do the things so that Jaden can make the plays, or at least take some pressure off for Terry McLaurin, I think is the way to go. But that's just my, you know, that's just my opinion sitting at home.
Well, I kind of think like you. If they had the success they had last year with the O-line and defensive line that they had, if you improve those things, you could probably have some level of success with these guys being together again for another year. But you still want to improve some places, but you don't have to break the bank at cornerback and receiver. You could go mid, you could just jump up a little.
Yeah, and the cornerback position is interesting because, you know, there's a lot of data out there that says the cornerback is also important in terms of the pass rush, because that is what is buying your defensive line time to get to the quarterback, right?
Right.
Good coverage, quarterback has to hold the ball longer, allows for more pressures. So I think that even I would move cornerback above you know, wide receiver and linebacker as like the third most pressing need. Because I do think that that can make a difference. You know, you get an edge rusher, and then you get a cornerback that can cover some dudes, or at least, you know, make the quarterback hold the ball on. Again, we talked about this, half seconds matter, right? Another half second or a second, you know, that's a huge difference for the defensive line in terms of being able to get to the quarterback.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Greenberg at N Greenberg on X and Instagram. Check out all his work in the Washington Post. Let's zoom out a little bit from the Commanders and talk league-wide. Of the NFL jobs that changed coaches, what did you think was the best job, and who do you think made the best hire?
That's a good question. I like the Jets hire only because they're starting from scratch, and I think that that was important for that franchise to kind of clean house, move on, and try to figure out what they're doing in the AFC East. I think the most difficult job, and this is evidenced by it was the longest to remain open, was in New Orleans. Mm. I just don't think they have the pieces to compete. You know, you look around the league – as to, you know, like the Bears, you know, like what they have to offer and what you're able to at least start with. You know, a lot of talk about Cliff Kingsbury, you know, having the job if he wanted it. I don't blame him for passing. I think that, you know, that's a tough gig to be in. So, yeah, I think that the Jets are probably making the right moves, and it's going to be tough for a new guy in New Orleans.
What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Do you see a landing spot for him? I know Aaron, we say he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play, but he's also a headache. And I think a lot of young coaches or young GMs are not going to want to deal with that.
Yeah, there's always – I think there'll always be a spot for, you know, a four-time MVP quarterback that wants to be somewhere. It comes down to, like, what are the expectations, right? Like, as a starter, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a tough sell. You know, I thought the Jets were going to be very good with Aaron Rodgers. I thought he'd have at least one more decent year in him to make some stuff happen, or at the very least compete in the AFC East. That obviously wasn't a thing. 41 years old, you know, that's football old. So it'd be tough. You know, it really just comes down to, you know, what the price is and then what the expected contribution is. I know someone will give him a contract just to say that they got Aaron Rodgers and, you know, hope that there's one last spark in there. But I think it's pretty clear that, you know, he's going to have some trouble competing. This is the third down year. When you talk about the injury year last year, even though it was fluky, you know, 41, 42 years old for a quarterback is football old, and it becomes very difficult for them to produce at even an average level at that age.
Dude, I said this yesterday, and B doesn't necessarily agree with me. I think of the team, of the places he could go, the only one where I think it could make sense is Pittsburgh. And I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe, just maybe, Tomlin is the one dude that could get him to shut up and play, for lack of a better word. Like, of every other spot, where's he going? The Giants? You think Daboll wants to deal with that at this point? Like, I mean, just look around. Tennessee? They're going to try that when they have the number one overall pick? I think we all agree Rodgers would be god-awful for a young quarterback. I think it's possible nobody wants him, man.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. And, you know, with the way the Jets kind of hardlined him and said, hey, if you want to be here, it's football all the time. It's none of this extracurricular stuff that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to wonder if other clubs are going to do the same thing, right? I mean,
Carroll get him to behave for Vegas?
You know, everyone says yes until it doesn't work, right? And then if it doesn't work, it's a huge issue. Like, I don't know. I know everyone would say the right things oh, I want to be here, because there's $1 million at stake. Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, it makes no sense to be the malcontent at the beginning. Everything is rah-rah, rainbows and roses. You know, of course he's going to, you know, listen and do the right thing and be the team player, because he's going to be making millions of dollars if he does it.
Yeah.
But then it only takes, you know, one practice where Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin want to see something a little different, and, you know, you have a malcontent on your hands. So yeah. I think it's a huge risk there. Personally, I think that there are other, you know, you're probably better off not, you know, invoking that or at least taking that on. There's other... as a coach especially, you know, your window is small, right? Average coaching tenure is, what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. And I know Tomlin's been there a while, could probably get away with a lot more, but, you know, you still have to win in this league. And if you make the bet on a guy like Rodgers and it doesn't work out, you know, that reflects poorly on you too.
Totally.
Especially because you got all the Rodgers that was winning MVPs was not the dude playing for the Jets last year. And, like, Kirk will be available. Darnold will be available. I am fascinated to see what happens with Mariota. Like, there's a lot of options that maybe you don't have to deal with McAfee and ayahuasca and everything involved in the Aaron Rodgers experience. And I mean,
he leaks everything. If you don't want to leak, you don't want Aaron Rodgers on your football team.
I love how he, like, tries to be so sanctimonious towards the media when you are clearly playing the media game, brother. Greenberg. I did want to I follow you on Twitter, and I appreciate your work. Everybody should, at N Greenberg. You've got some math for us on Ovi, who's 15 goals away. Now, granted, there's not a damn Caps game for a month, but when they do finally play again, you've got some math on what fans can maybe expect to try to see him break the record. Let's start with, what do you think the chances are Ovi does break Gretzky's record this year?
Oh, really? Well, I only have him as a 70% chance to not break it. So I think we're going to see the record fall, assuming he's healthy.
So 80% chance they break it.
83% chance he is the goal-scoring king of the NHL.
That's wild. That's awesome.
That. Yeah. And I think it happens early April. Like, that's kind of where I'm looking. So if you're local... You know, and you want to start scoring some tickets, I think, like, you know, March 30th versus Buffalo is a good idea. April 4th versus Chicago. April 10th versus Carolina. April 13th versus Columbus. Like, I think those are your best home dates right now to make it happen. The prices are going to start to go up. People are going to start to, you know, as the pool of games start to close, you know, it's going to become easier to kind of figure this stuff out. So if you're looking to start to plan your, and you want to be in the building locally, I think those are the best possible spots.
Sergey,
I'm with it.
Sergey, put me on the list, bro. I'm gonna need a slot. I'm gonna need to do some pregame lives. I'm gonna be there for that as much as possible. I think that's a pretty damn historic moment. I mean, when you talk about Wayne Gretzky, dude, and not to mention Ovi's been robbed of what, a season and a half. Between COVID and
it would have been
lockout.
Over for a while ago.
Dale Hunter,
jeez. When you think about some of the coaches he dealt with, man, wow. And the mature, like, worldly leader, veteran of Ovi that we now get compared to, like, the young, you know, crazy partier. It's just so cool. I feel like we've got to watch his life evolve. I think Ovi and I are roughly the same age. He and I have evolved together.
Yeah, as I always tell everybody, like, this is what a generational talent looks like. Like, this is it. And to put that moniker on kids coming out of drafts, I think is really ill-advised. But, you know, the best at his craft for the only team he's ever played for, going to be the NHL scoring king, like, that's what a generational talent looks like.
Yeah, I always say, you got to let people play. You know, the problem is, in this day and age, we want to crown everybody instead of allowing them to go out there and at least let them play at least 4 or 5 years. But after a season, we're like, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
After the draft pick.
People are saying that before the draft. I mean,
crazy.
Right, like at least suit up.
Right. I mean, dude, like, we said it about Chase Young, right? Like, that was what we were told. I think even Jaden, who is fantastic, we should try to chill on the generational talent. Like, let's just. He is fantastic.
That is my motto. Let's give it another chance.
I hear you.
I'm happy, but I need to see more.
All right.
It's okay to call someone a generational talent 10 years from when they're drafted, right? Like, you don't have to be first, you know, for 100 players in hopes that you get one. Like, let's just wait, and it's still impactful if we don't put that moniker on someone a decade later.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Makes sense.
Last thing for me, Greenberg, putting you on the spot here. How many DMV local college hoops teams are getting into the tournament?
That's a good question. I am just now like kind of transferring into into that mode. Let's see. We got Maryland definitely for sure. I don't know, maybe
you got, actually putting him in a spot. AU, Mason, if we want to count VCU, like if we want to count Towson, we got some options.
There's going to be some decent, there's going to be some decent teams that are going to be represented. I would say Maryland, for me, is very, very exciting. I think that they could actually do something really well. George Mason, I think Towson, you know, I think those three for sure, maybe American, depending on how they shake out in the Patriot League. But Maryland, I think, is going to be sneaky good. That's a team that if they get like a 6 seed, I think could make an Elite Eight appearance. So that's someone to keep an eye on.
Oh, Greenberg getting me all steamed up.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take
That's care. Our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow at N Greenberg. A deep Terps march run would have your boy fired up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Finley and DMX. That's what you need on your snow day.
Mm-hmm.
Just put on DMX on Spotify. You'll have that whole driveway shoveled in like 4 minutes. Get all fired up.
Yeah, X will give it to you then.
DMX is like an audio stimulant. All right, we do power rankings on Wednesdays. And for the playoff run, it kind of seemed a little silly to do them.
But we knew it was there.
Everything's over now. Everything's over. I think the next, unless there are maybe some teams start re-signing their own guys, which can happen. You're allowed to re-sign your own guys.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something like that happens over the next month or so, the next batch of power rankings that'll matter is probably like 3 or 4 days into free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever trades could happen, et cetera. So, Brian, now listen, we do them every Wednesday. We go with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. We try to at least be consistent with our source of power rankings. Uh-huh. Doesn't mean we always agree, but consistency is key.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
Who's number one in your power rankings?
I would say that the Eagles are.
I would say that, too. But if there is, White Brian, I'll task you with this. If you're able to find power rankings right now that don't have the Eagles number one, please send them to me. And let's publicly lambaste the desperate
the day after,
click counter that creates that content.
They're number one in the power rankings, but they're not favorite to win the Super Bowl next year.
They are.
I saw the Chiefs were still above them.
The one I just looked at had them at 6-1, KC at 7-1.
The day after, it was the Chiefs.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
Maybe it's adjusted. Who knows? Because people are crazy. X going to give it to you. Who's the second best team in the B-Mitch power ranking?
The Chiefs.
They got their ass kicked.
Still, they were there. I mean, listen, I understand Neil's my dude. You know I like Neil. Neil's the only real analytics guy that I like. He said they wasn't good all year. They're in the damn Super Bowl 3 years in a row. And you have to believe that they're not going back next year with the same offensive line. They're going to improve some. Who's better than them?
I think it'd be reactionary to not say the Chiefs. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, says the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top five, then.
I'm going Chiefs. Eagles, Chiefs. I don't know in this order. Bills, Raiders. Bills, Ravens. Green Bay in there.
So Lanfield just said something that's absurd, but I'm gonna stick to this for a second. So Edholm goes Eagles, Chiefs, Bills at three, which I think is fair, and I think they'll be able to add a little more this year. They had some cap trouble that I think they're kind of working their way out of.
Mm-hmm.
Lions at four. Detroit was really good. I think they were really hurt.
I forgot about the Lions. I throw the Lions before the Packers.
He's got Lions 4, Ravens 5.
So we had to say 5. I throw out the Packers and put in the Lions.
Commanders at 6.
I like that.
Dog, it's pretty.
It feels way better than what you felt any other time because we wouldn't even in the top 25.
If we were talking this time of year about being 6th, it would be in the draft. It wouldn't be 6th in the power rankings. And look, there's no trophies for power rankings. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But, like, they belong in these conversations. This is not us all talking ourselves into Taylor Heineke after losing to Tampa in the playoffs because he dove at the pylon. Like, you got to be able to differentiate in your brain what's real and what was fan fiction. And we're now approaching the real part of town.
But let me ask you all a question, though. Every year we say just because the team was great the year before, they won't be the next year. Normally the team, like in the NFC East, normally when the team wins the division, they damn sure don't win it the next year. And they've been proven, right? Now, Kansas City, for 7 years now, they have been in an AFC championship game and 5 of those years in a Super Bowl. They found a way to be better than everybody every year. So if you think that they are going to be just as good this year as they were last year, when, let's be real, analytics say they weren't good this year. So if they improve at all next year, what the hell are they going? 17-0?
That's a good point.
I mean, let's be real about it. So when you see people starting to lean towards them, it's not because, I don't think it's just because they think they're that great. They're like, they're the only team that seem to be able to repeat it, consistently repeat it. The other teams don't.
I agree with you there. I want to read what Edholm wrote about the Commanders. Commanders' wonderfully unexpected run concluded in a blowout loss on Championship Sunday, and now they are in a similar position to the 2024 Texans after Houston's own upstart playoff push in 23. More is expected of Washington. And more is possible, especially if you consider players might actually want to play for this previously downtrodden franchise. Jaden Daniels is certainly a big part of that appeal, but Dan Quinn deserves some credit for his work, which has burnished his reputation as a player's coach who gets his teams ready to play. Assuming GM Adam Peters takes the same smart approach with a measure of restraint he employed in the free agent market last year, the Commanders should be able to improve the roster. But as the Texans showed, that doesn't always guarantee a massive step forward for the team in year two of a talented quarterback's career. People have treated the Texans to me oddly. They won a playoff game and got back to the divisional round.
Yeah.
Like, that's a successful season. Not every season ends in a trophy. Unfortunately, the Bills and the Ravens have gotten to a place where their seasons are only successful if it's a trophy.
Yeah.
I kind of think San Fran has gotten to that place, and then that made this year
you
a particular.
They dropped out of the top five real quick, didn't
right,
it?
Right. That this year becomes a particular disaster for them. Kansas City's clearly in that place because everybody's like wondering what's wrong with them because they lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Washington, to me, is still not in the place where the only way a season is good is if it ends in a trophy.
No, they're not.
I'm glad that's Jaden's mindset and DQ and AP, but like, take a big picture approach. If Washington gets back to the divisional round next year,
that's success.
That's success. You are now truly laying the foundation of a absolute winning franchise.
True.
I agree. I think they're a top 10, top 8. A lot of it'll shake out kind of depending what happens this year. If you look elsewhere in the top 10, like of the top 5,
where are the 49ers?
Ravens, Lions, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. I think that's the right top 5. I think that's the upper echelon of the league.
Where are the 49ers?
He's got them. I got to scroll, B. He's got the Niners. This can't be right. I must have missed. Whoa. Yes.
15th.
21.
But I'm asking the question. Has that luster and how great which call me has fallen off?
You're talking Kyle or Brock?
I'm talking about Brock Purdy.
If they're trying to shop Debo, to me, it's about making caps. It's about clearing up some space.
Mm.
21 is wild, dude.
Not really. You can fall off quick.
They did go 6-11.
Falling off in the NFL is just like gaining weight in regular life. It happens quickly, but you don't build back up quickly.
6-11, not very good.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one to me is Minnesota. Sam Darnold, they're not bringing back. J.J. McCarthy's probably hurt at least to open the season. Are you going with Daniel Jones? Kevin O'Connell's been great. That defense has been great. They kept Brian Flores, right? He didn't get a head job somewhere. I don't know. Seems like smoke and mirrors up there. I like Tampa. They keep losing coordinators. I like where Washington is, B. Don't go anywhere. We're talking Myles Garrett at noon and Debo Samuel at 12:30. So we tasked landfill.
Wow.
We actually tasked White Brian. He did nothing.
What?
With finding if there are any power rankings that came out that don't have the Eagles at the top. The overwhelming odds are the Eagles are bringing everybody back. They just went 14 and I guess like by the end of the season, they played 21 games or something. They probably went.
Yeah.
Would they go 17-3? 18-3?
Yeah, 3. They won the 2 playoff games because they had.
They're
home
probably
field
bringing and everyone back.
Yeah.
Maybe not Bond is the real
question.
They're
not bringing everybody back. Then again, they were relatively healthy this year.
Yeah, but
it doesn't happen 2 years in a row.
The audacity to make a list 72 hours removed from that ass kicking in the Super Bowl.
But the lists are always about how can you rebound the next year. As I mentioned to you earlier, the Chiefs have proven they can get back there year after year after year.
Philly's been in two of the last three.
Two of the last three, but they have not won their conference two years in a row, right?
Yeah.
So when you get that home field, you may have a better opportunity. So this,
if I may, I hear what you're saying. And this is all speculative pixels.
You know what you used to say all the time, JP? You went on a tangent for like over a year and a half, 2 years about nobody in the NFC ever wins back-to-back.
The division.
So if they don't win the division back-to-back.
Which is still true,
by the way. It's not going to be easy for them to go back-to-back to the Super Bowl.
It's still true because Dallas won it last year.
But I'm saying it still won't be easy for them to get back to the Super Bowl.
Fair. Yeah. But, Brian, shout out to ESPN, and I applaud this because nobody – this does not have a byline. It's just NFL Nation.
You know what they did?
Nobody wanted to put their name on this schlock. All right?
You know why? Because they just want to get what's about to happen right now. They're smart as hell.
All right, so the number one team in the power rankings, the Chiefs. Number two is the Bills. Number three is the Lions, and the Eagles come in fourth. Can you read that as anything but
clickbait?
Content creation nonsense.
And guess what? People that like content discuss it on their stations and their shows, and they're getting exactly what they wanted out of it.
Professor Landini, how long did it take you to find that, and how little surprise do you have?
He probably knew it before he must posted it.
I mean, I didn't find it. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Did Brian actually find it?
Brian and I have been talking for 5 minutes about how you've just been wrong about this for like 14 straight minutes. I didn't find that.
Brian found it.
Brian. He found it and he sent it to you on the text.
I sent the text too, yeah.
Oh.
215 would be his number.
I don't know why. All right, why Brian? What the hell do you make? Hold on, but Landfill, regardless of who found it, how about the Eagles coming in fourth on a post-Super Bowl power ranking?
I love it. I mean, it's a 100% pure troll job. 90% chance it's AI-generated, but it's giving us something to talk about. So hats off to ESPN.
And then on top of it, it's about, like, what does JP say? What's his word? Every season is a living organism.
It's true.
So what happened this year don't mean it's going to happen next year.
All of that is true.
I understand.
But to be fourth?
But the team that has been in five of the last seven and has won their conference have been in their conference championship seven times, if somebody throw them out there, I can understand their mindset. But I still think the Eagles should be the favorite because they just won it. Like I say, you got to beat the champs to overtake them or whatever to become the champs. But if they put anybody other than the Eagles or the Chiefs, then I would be baffled.
Fourth?
Yeah. So who's in front of them? The two teams that can't seem to beat them.
Yeah.
And the Bills?
Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Eagles.
Okay. So they don't have the Ravens in front of them.
Eagles are fifth. They got the Skins sixth.
And the Bills just seem like they see a ghost every time they see them. So what makes ESPN think they're going to beat them?
I don't know. I really like the Lions. I think we had this. Maybe we were off air when you were asking me who would be your second favorite team. I grew up loving Barry Sanders. I like the Lions. But they just lost their OC and their DC.
In other words, so you didn't know who to cheer for in the NFC Championship game.
Well, no, because that was Commanders Eagles.
Still. No, in the game before that.
Round.
Yeah, no, you know what the hell I'm trying to say.
I did.
Yeah, you were struggling.
No, but I wasn't going to let you attempt to troll me incorrectly.
I'm going
to
troll you straight.
I had no problem knowing.
Everybody just remember, JP was pulling for the damn Lions. I saw him cheer when they scored.
Completely incorrect. Completely incorrect. But, dude, the Eagles were really good and then lost both their coordinators, they took a big step back. They lost the last six. Like, I'm not sure we can count on the Lions being as good. That's a lot of change for that organization. I don't know.
I think we might have put them under with that game we got them. Seriously.
Dude, I kind of think so, too. Yeah. They got their ass kicked. Keim on this ESPN Power Rankings wrote about the Skins. He said, Washington nailed the 2024 offseason by hiring general manager Adam Peters, coach Dan Quinn, and drafted quarterback Jaden Daniels. The foundation has been set for many years thanks to this trio. But the Commanders also can't ignore the work that needs to be done. Their 2024 success was unexpected, and the roster still needs work for the team to become a consistent contender. The Commanders have around $80 million in cap space available and 7 draft picks. They need to fortify both lines. The run game remains an issue on both sides of the ball. Find another playmaker on offense and another corner on defense. Agree with all that. I agree with all that. Yeah. I just don't know how the Eagles could land 4th on your list today.
You know I'm trolling you right here, though.
I know. When we come back, we're talking Myles Garrett with Daryl Reuter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.